Episode 1894, Clutter is the Enemy of Clarity.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How are you holding up? No, I mean, really. I know life is a little bit unpredictable right now. We're in a situation that none of us ever could have foreseen. So take a deep breath. We're going to focus on wellness. It's Wellness Wednesday. Clutter is the enemy of clarity. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Stay tuned. Great things are around the corner. You know, a healthy lifestyle is defined by more than fitness and nutrition. Look around you. Clutter is the enemy to clarity. So spring into a better you. Maybe it's time to clean house. With the official first day of spring, yes, tomorrow, can you believe it? It is here. Why not look at all areas of your environment when it comes to health and well-being? You know, because we are in this time of the coronavirus, COVID-19, nobody wants to hear it over and over again. So I'm not going to dwell on it. However, this is a great time for you to say, you know what? I can make time to get a few projects done around the house when I'm not at work, when I'm not serving my community in the capacity that I need to, but now I can serve my family at home. Even Marie Kondo sees the importance of our environment, right? What you have, how much you have, and how you have it organized. She says, the question of what you want to own is actually the question of how you want to live your life. When I read that, it really drew me to a pause. I'm like, gosh, what I want to own is actually the question of how I want to live. How do you want to live your life? I went up to get some things from the family farm and I brought them down. They were just really big pieces of furniture mainly. And so as I brought them into the house, we really actually had a place for them. So it made sense for me to take them. Even my mom said over and over and over again, she's like, hun, you don't have to take this just because I want to do something different. She goes, I don't want you to feel obligated or anything. I said, Mom, I don't feel obligated. I was like, I have the space. I like the furniture. It works with our house. Why not? But the thing was, is I needed to make the time. Now, guess what? We have the time. So don't get overwhelmed by everything that's going on. Look at this as an opportunity. I've even started all of this that I'm talking to you about today. I have begun in my own household. I'm not finished with it yet, but it is my goal that over the next week or so, I will have things in order. And even yesterday, when I was done doing the main things of the day that I wanted to accomplish, I walked around and you know what? I was standing about 2 inches taller. Why? Because everything had a place. There was order in the disorder. We all need order in the disorder right now. God can give that to us. However, we also, though, can structure it within our own environment. So let's consider these three questions as to your home. Number one, what is serving you this season? This season of life, and I'm not talking about just the coronavirus season. I'm going beyond that just a little bit. Look at the ages of your children. Look at what you're doing in your life. Is your home and what you have in it in every room serving you? I can remember pregnant nursing for 10 years. We had a room that always had a crib in it. Now, to this day, we still have that crib, but it's not set up in a room right now. We're in a season of life that we don't have a baby. But one of these days, I'm sure, I won't have a baby, but my children will be marrying, which of course our oldest already has, and there will be little ones around. So guess what? We'll be bringing a crib out. And yes, it will be that one crib that all of my five children slept in because we kept it. It was something that we wanted. It made sense. We invested in it. And we were like, yeah, when we have grandchildren, we'll be able to have a special place. But now in the season that we're in, it wouldn't make sense for me to have a crib up. So look at what is around you in every room. Go into each and every room and look and say, is this serving me? Is this what I need? Because you know what, guys and gals, we have a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff, and we can get rid of a lot of stuff. And now is a great time when you have this availability, this opportunity to begin to what? Clear the clutter so you can actually have clarity in your home. So what is serving you this season? Number two, what do you really need to keep? What is it? And then number three, what do you really need to give away? There are some things you need to keep, and we're going to go into a little more detail here in a few moments. What do you really need to keep? Meaning either you're storing it or it has a place specifically in your home where you utilize it. And then, you know, what do you really need to give away? These three questions can be used in every room of your house. Don't look at your home in the totality because you're going to become a little overwhelmed. Go room by room by room. And in order to live with vigor and vibrance, spring into a healthy lifestyle. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, spring into a healthy lifestyle. So let's consider your home. During these next few weeks, take the time to make this an adventure. Don't look at it as like, oh my gosh, I'm dreading this. No, look for treasures. It's hysterical. We brought some stuff in from the family farm and my daughter said, Mom, look, I found some treasure. I was like, we're always on the look for treasures. Why? Because it's an adventure. Otherwise, if we're go look for trash, that doesn't sound real fun. Nobody wants to look for trash. Say, go look for treasure. Now, that treasure might be somebody's trash, or it might be treasure you want to keep. So you can look at it in two different perspectives, but it's an adventure. And also, if you have children, age-appropriate children, include them in this. However, if they are of an age where they have to keep everything, then just don't ask them. You make the decision for them because it's not going to be very productive. So let's break it down into three things. Number one, choose one room at a time. One room. Maybe it's one that you've wanted to change for a while, or it's the one that you know if you got it organized, you would feel like a new woman. Oh, yeah, I feel like a woman. You know, it's like a get up and you're like, oh my gosh. You know, it might be the linen closet. For those of you who have been around with me for a while, I shared with you my stories about my linen closet when we lived up north. And it was a catastrophe. It was so packed that every single time I opened it, I was like, I don't know what's going to fall out on me first, but I'm going to catch it. And most of it wasn't going to break. It was just going to be a nuisance because then I'd have to fold it all back up and then I would have to press it all back in, close the doors and pray that the next time I opened up the linen closet, I wouldn't have the falling down of the same stuff that I had just put back. So what is that one room that you want to start with? Maybe it's a room that you frequent more often. It's the family room or it's your living room. Maybe it's your own bedroom. Oh my goodness, we leave our bedrooms, our sanctuaries for the very last. Maybe that needs to be the very first room you start with. You deserve it. Your spouse deserves it. So choose one room and make it the room that changes the way you see your home. Then once when you have that room done, then you can go to the next room and the next room and the next room because unless if you are moving, which as you know, I am an expert at that, there's no reason to cause chaos within your own environment right now. If you're hitting every room at the same time, you're going to have that. And I know what that's like. It's like moving. So unless if you're moving, don't do that. It is not worth it. Take one room at a time, because then guess what? You can always escape it if you need to. If you can't get it done in a day, then, and it's going to take 2 or 3 days, you've got a place and to remove yourself to say, okay, I just need to rest and not see the craziness that's happening, but it gives you that just break and then you can come back and get to work again. So choose the one room at a time. Number two, clear the clutter. What do you really need in this room that serves you? If you haven't used it in over a year and it's not a holiday or seasonal item, then consider it a toss or donate. That's where it goes. You got to make a decision, toss or donate. Otherwise, organize the item and prepare a place for it. Notice, I say, prepare a place for it. If you don't have a place for it, then why are you keeping it? I mean, seriously. And if you're like, but I really need to keep this. Okay, maybe it doesn't go in that room, but if you move it to another room, then what has to give in that room in order for it to go into that room? Does that make sense? We have been playing shuffling in our household right now. Our son moved back, shortly after he graduated from college, and he's still with us. I love it, especially during these kind of crazy times. It makes it easy for him because we don't know what's going to happen with jobs and how things are working out. So financially, it makes 100%. And guess what? We have the capacity for him to be able to live here. He can come and go. It works. But in that, we had to bring in some of his furniture, and I really didn't want to pay for a storage place. We could have, but I chose not to. So I rearranged some things, and luckily, we hadn't lived here very long, and so I hadn't redecorated every single room in the house. So I just took the furniture that we gave him and utilized it in our home here. So, you know, sometimes you just have to play like you're working with a puzzle. What fits here? What fits there? But if it doesn't fit somewhere, then you need to get rid of it. And I'm being honest. And getting rid of it means you either toss it or donate it, or you get it out of the house and you've got to do an offsite storage. That's a discussion between you and your spouse. So clear that clutter. The three ways, in my opinion, that you clear the clutter is toss, donate, or keep. You really want to look at it in the toss or donate allocation as if you haven't used it in over a year and it's not a holiday or seasonal item, okay? Because those holiday or seasonal items, they are kind of a once a year, right? You're not going to throw away your Christmas tree, but it's a once a year time, right? You don't have it out year round. It would be easier to have it out year round. You may get a little tired of it because it wouldn't be as spiffy all the time. It wouldn't be something that's new and it doesn't change your space, but you don't want to get rid of it. So if it's not a holiday or seasonal item and you haven't used it in over a year, you really need to look at tossing it or donating it. And the way I separate it is this. You toss it, meaning you get rid of it, it goes out to the trash, you recycle it, whatever. If you would not buy that item yourself at a garage sale or at a Goodwill store, then you need to get rid of it. If it's falling apart, get rid of it. Because if you donate that, guess what? Goodwill's going to get rid of it too. They don't want junk. Don't make more work for them. So if you would not continue to wear it or to buy it, whether it's at a garage sale or at a Goodwill place, then you need to toss it and just get rid of it. However, if it has another 3 to 5 years of life in it, then donate it and make sure you take it to the places that are appropriate for that donation. Now, you can also do a consignment. There are some places that you can take your furniture to or your clothing to. Look at that. Know that within your area. However, it may be hard during this immediate time if you're listening to, you know, it on March 18th of 2020. Now, if you're listening to this a year or 2 or 3 years later, you're not probably in the situation of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic that we're in. And so you may have to just make a space in your home for a while in order to get that stuff out. And I would encourage you to call in advance to make sure their hours. A lot of stores are going to reduced hours because of various reasons. So contact them and then make arrangements. All right. So toss, donate, and then keep. And if you're keeping it, find a place for it. I have a lot of stuff because I have a bigger family. But with having a lot of stuff, I have done my best job that I can in keeping things organized, even where I have places of storage. I may not know exactly where everything is. However, I have at least the box marked, or I know a general location. It has a place, whether it's in a box, in a drawer, but it's not just laying out collecting dust. So choose one room at a time, clear the clutter, and finally, number three, clean the space. This is so important. This is ultimately what all of us need to be doing. Wipe down the baseboards and shelves. Freshen the linens like the curtains and the pillows. Shampoo the carpet. Rearrange the furniture. Disinfect frequently used areas. We're probably good at vacuuming a little bit, but we don't move the furniture to vacuum underneath. Have you ever looked underneath your favorite chair, your favorite couch? Oh, yeah, it's kind of scary sometimes. And it's not that you're messy or a slob. It's just that, I don't know, not everything gets in the mouth. And if you have animals, oh, yeah, those dust bunnies, they are hiding underneath there. I promise you, I've picked up so many dust bunnies over the last couple of days. I thought we were going to have a dust bunny party. I was like, seriously, where did these come from? I mean, I know I clean my house, but come on. So use this time to really clean this particular space within, you know, the four walls of the one room that you're working in. Clean that space. When you freshen your linens, maybe, yes, you actually wash your curtains. Now, if they need to be dry cleaned, again, call ahead to see, number one, can they do that currently within the situation that we're in? And number two, what are their hours? And number three, also consider your finances. Is this a good financial move right now? It may not be, and that's okay, but maybe you can vacuum or you can steam your linens. If you have a steamer, that helps to freshen your curtains. It's wonderful. And if you're like, wait, Christiane, I don't have a steamer. Maybe you have an iron that releases steam. You can do the same thing with them hanging there. You're just going to have to fill it with more water. And your thumb might get a little sore from pressing the button for the steam. But really and truly, have fun with it. Shampoo your carpet. If you have a carpet cleaner of your own, then do that. It's going to freshen everything. Take your rugs out and shake them. If you have a beautiful day, take out your area rugs. Now, you know, this you may have to do, you know, in a couple rooms at a time, depending upon how much, you know, the weather is going to be nice to us when you're clearing those rooms out. But take your rugs outside. If you have a line or if you have a wall or a fence, drape them over that. You don't have to beat them with the broom. You could, but just freshen them with the outside air. Let them stay out there. And if you know it's not going to rain and it's not going to drive your neighbors crazy, leave your rugs out overnight. You can also spray them with white vinegar. And this is my favorite way to sanitize, white vinegar. It's inexpensive, so it meets my budget, and you can dilute it accordingly. So I usually use 50-50, so 50 white vinegar, 50 water. I put it in a spray bottle and I go to town. However, electronics, do not ever spray, I don't care what product it is, directly on electronics. Always spray onto a microfiber cloth and then wipe it down. However, I would say with your TVs, anything that has screens to it, read the manufacturer's suggestions on how to clean it. If you don't have the instruction manual still, Google it. Look up your particular item online. They will have almost anything and everything instruction booklet out there, and you can look as to how to clean that item, because you don't want to clean with anything that's going to attract more dust. And unfortunately, a lot of products that are out there on the market, number one, are not good for us. White vinegar is not going to kill us, but it's going to kill the stuff that we don't want in our household. So it's a great way. Now, if you're like, no, Christiane, I really want to use Lysol with everything that's going on. I get it. But read the instructions. I used to have a licensed daycare for many, many, many years and absolutely loved it. And I had to abide by state regulations in keeping my house clean. I'm sure my husband loved that time because he's one that he just loves everything in order, a place for it, and everything cleaned all the time. But in that, I learned that if you are not using your cleaning products appropriately, you're not killing the bacteria that you think you're killing. For example, when you use those Clorox or Lysol wipes or the sprays, you need to read on there. You can't just wipe it down and then be like, oh, it's so wet, I need to dry it. If it doesn't sit there for a period of time, you are literally throwing your money down the drain. It's not working. It's not killing everything because it hasn't had the time to sit. Sometimes it's up to 4 to 5 minutes. Read the directions. I cannot stress that enough because a lot of people, and I know I did it myself early on. I just would spray it. I'm like, oh, it's wet. I'm just going to wipe it down. Oh yeah, that didn't do me any bit of good. It might have killed a little bit, but it didn't kill what I really needed it to because I didn't give it the time. So if you use those types of products, great, but use them and understand them. Read the directions. Also, if you're using disinfectants in your kitchen where you are handling food, read the directions. By cleansing and cleaning with white vinegar, you know it's safe when it comes to your food. So you don't have to freak out if you are ingesting these because white vinegar is not going to hurt you. So I always go to my white vinegar. It's fine on floors. You can use it on floors. You can use it on carpets. You can use it on stains, cat stains, even, you know, like cat urine and dog urine, that kind of stuff. It may take a couple of times, but always test in an area that is not visible. So if it's right in the middle of the carpet where you walk into the room, don't go right to that spot. Go in the closet or to a corner and test patch it and go, okay, I'm going to spray this here. Let it set however long you're going to let it sit there. Do it in that test area and then come back and check it. You want to make sure that your flooring, whether it's carpet, linoleum, hardwood floors, concrete, whatever it is, stone, you need to make sure that it is safe. As a whole, white vinegar is going to be fine. But the products that you buy, again, do the same type of testing in a little corner before you go in the middle of your room and you spray it and you're like, oh my gosh, my blue carpet is now pink. Okay, maybe it wasn't color safe. So you don't want to have that situation. This can be a lot of fun. I know it can be overwhelming at the same time, but you can now spring into your room with refreshment. You'll feel better, and it's going to give you more mental clarity and energy knowing that everything has a place. Now, like I mentioned before, include your children. However, make it a game, not a chore. And if you do it, you know, not every single day, but a few hours a day, and you focus on one room at a time and you knock it out, they too are going to want to be in that room because they got to participate. And they are like, wow, this is really cool. And it smells really good too. And then you can just keep it up and start this all over in about another 6 months or so when it gets crazy. Calm the chaos in your home by clearing the clutter, leading you to better clarity and a resounding confidence. You can have the home of your dreams, even in these times of uncertainty. Go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.